This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 355 for Tuesday, April 18th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is adding on to yesterday's gains on Tuesday morning due to strength in vegetable oils. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all on the rise, while crude oil is lower. A Colorado low is expected to bring a mix of heavy rain and snow to parts of Saskatchewan and Manitoba starting today. The Canadian dollar is less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent higher compared to Monday's close. Statistics Canada reported today that the country's annual inflation rate fell to 4.3% in March, compared to 5.2% from February. The May canola contract is up $8.30 per ton at $782, while the July contract is up $6.40 per ton at $752.90. In the U.S., corn is weaker, soybeans are steady to higher, and wheat is steady to lower. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that 8% of the country's corn crop was planted as of April 16th, ahead of the five-year average of 5%. Missouri had the greatest gain from 7% to 30% of the state's crop planted. The USDA also announced that 1.215 million tons of U.S. corn were shipped for the week ended April 13th, up from 840,000 from the previous week, with Japan and Mexico the top destinations. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier cut his production estimate for Argentine corn by 1 million tons to 35 million, while keeping Brazil's estimate at 123 million. The May corn contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.75. The USDA reported that 4% of the U.S. soybean crop has been planted as of April 16th. It also reported that more than 520,000 tons of soybeans were shipped for the week ended April 13th, down from 678,000 tons in the previous week. 53% of the shipments went to China. The National Oilseed Processors Association reported 185.81 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in March, a new record for the month. Dr. Cordonnier cut his estimate for Argentine soybeans by 2 million tons to 24 million, while the USDA's attaché in Buenos Aires lowered their estimate to 23.9 million. The May soybean contract is steady at $15.17 U.S. per bushel. 3% of the U.S. wheat crop has been planted, according to the USDA, down from the five-year average of 7%. The overall rating is 27% good to excellent, a record low at this time. 10% of the winter wheat crop is now headed, 2 points above average. Nearly 240,000 tons of wheat were shipped for the week ended April 13th, 150,000 less than the previous week. The May Chicago wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.96. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.82. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.82. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, April 18th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.